Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Welcome to the depths of a world where azure waves once murmured tales of mythical sea creatures, which are now drowned out by the incessant clatter of bobbing plastic. Where the horizon once kissed the sky in a pristine blue spectrum, it is now blurred and marred. The focus of our odyssey today is not a mythical beast, nor a treasure trove lost to the ages. We are here to trace the ominous blueprints of the ocean's unwelcome guests, the vast, ceaseless currents of plastic waste, global conveyor of trash. The ocean's surface no longer solely churns with life, but with unnatural artifacts of convenience. A somber autopsy of the seas reveals not just floating islands of visible waste, but a menacing underlayer of degradation. Microplastics, a term you've grimly become familiar with in our previous encounters, are but one piece of the dire puzzle. Here, the legacy of discarded consumerism waltzes morbidly in gyres, vast whirlpools of human neglect. Each bottle, each bag, each bead, a brick in the cathedral of waste that we've built beneath the waves. What begins as a lazy river of litter from our coastal cities eventually morphs into a stampede of detritus entangling marine life, smothering reefs, and infiltrating the most remote and immaculate corners of the marine biosphere. The impact of insurmountable odds, the ocean's creatures brave a gauntlet cast by our hands. From the filter-feeding baleen of majestic whales to the minute zooplankton, none can escape the insidious reach of our plastic legacy. The gut of a single decaying albatross on a forgotten Pacific isle overflows with bottle caps and lighters, a graphic prophecy of what lies beneath. The evidence is startlingly clear. Our synthetic signatures are etched in the flesh of the ocean itself, but the horror doesn't end at the shore's edge. It laps at the very sands upon which we walk. It is in the food on our tables. Remember the seafood you perhaps savored last night? It surely carries whispers of the ocean's plight. A memento mori from the depths, a requiem for the sea or a mockery. It's not merely an ecological nightmare, but an ironic pastiche of modernity's disjointed symphony. Efforts to clean up act as a tumultuous allegory for Sisyphus himself, constantly pushing the boulder uphill, while the incessant production of disposable products fuels a darker future. It's as though we've set the stage for an absurdist play, where the protagonists are robotic ships and contraptions designed to sieve the seas, dwarfed by the monstrous scale of the accumulating waste. The stage is set, the actors ready, but the script is a cycle of futility. We've penned a cruel irony, a tragedy penned by indifference and consumptive excess. The script, a global tragedy that no amount of standing ovations could redeem, blueprints of a polluted mindset. Tracing the blueprint of our oceanic waste begins not in the water, but within us. It's a narrative of disregard, a trail of consumption without consequence. The ocean's enduring plight is a mirror reflecting our society's broken promises to future generations. It seems we've mistaken the ocean's might and mystery for an invincibility that could absolve our sins of plastic profligacy. But the seas have sounded their silent alarm, a desperate SOS obscured by the cacophony of our daily preoccupations. From cerulean dreams to plastic nightmares and ending, picture once more the underwater haven we once dreamt of, the cerulean tranquility shattered. Imagine sea turtles nimbly wading through seagrass meadows, now replaced by the jarring sight of flip-flops and foam packaging dangling like macabre ornaments. This is no longer the realm of myth and wonder, but a stark testament to the persistence of our neglect, a relentless parade of waste under a once clear horizon, now just a faded line beneath the plastic sky.